You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
The last time we spoke with designer Isaac Mizrahi, he said, you can't really have this attractive style unless you feel somehow inspired. So we asked you, our listeners, to get inspired and design your own T-shirts. The votes have been tallied, and Mr. Mizrahi has returned to our show to talk with some of the winners. The last time he was here, Mr. Mizrahi's How to Have Style had just been published by Gotham Books. These days, he's hosting The Fashion Show, which airs Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on Bravo. And I'm delighted to have any excuse to welcome Isaac Mizrahi back to our show. Hi, Isaac.
Well, I'm delighted for any excuse to come back to your fantastic show. But
when we were first contemplating a design contest, we had thought of handbags, perhaps, some other things. But you suggested T-shirts. Why do you think that it was the right thing to challenge our listeners with?
I think that T-shirts are the least intimidating thing for lay people to get their hands on and do things with. A, because they are inexpensive things. B, I think that T-shirts are the most worn thing out there, you know? Where, like, you know, who knows if you buy an expensive handbag and you cut it up or something, or even a pair of jeans. And in the end, you wear the jeans on the bottom half of your body, which I think more people are self-conscious about their butts than they are about their torsos.
Are people wearing T-shirts all over the world, or is this pretty much an American thing?
No, I think they wear them all over the world, and probably more in other places, like in climates that are hot all the time, like you know, I don't know why, but I think about like the continent of Asia. They probably wear many more T-shirts than we do here.
Although I don't know whether they're as personalized at times, it's important for many Americans to have a message. And some of those messages that I see on the subway are horrifying, actually.
Yes.
You know, I just saw one that said, definition of a loser. Anyone who's reading this T-shirt.
Oh, wow. That's aggressive.
Very hostile.
Very aggressive, yeah. You know, the thing is it's like it either unifies a bunch of people when something says something wonderful on a T-shirt, or like you said, it alienates people, you know? And I think that's the most sincere form of self-expression, you know?
Were there any other things that you might have considered other than a T-shirt?
A T-shirt? The other thing I considered was glasses, you know, like sunglasses, because I feel like that's another form of a disguise. Like a person puts sunglasses on to hide a little bit, you know what I mean, and tell us in a way who they are.
But that's a more limited canvas than
yes,
a T-shirt.
Yes, it is. And people, I think, would probably have a harder time, you know, mutating a pair of sunglasses and turning it into what they want. You know?
So when we got all these submissions and we got 90 submissions.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right on, America.
What was the criteria that you applied to deciding which ones should be winners?
Well, you know what? I have to say I was waiting for that question. I have no answer for it, okay? It was like simply
whatever
a visual thing.
You?
Yeah, it was a visual grabbing, like you say. Anything that I thought was amusing. In the end, I like funny things, you know? Like, for instance, this one T-shirt, which do you know? We talk about this one? Because I think it's hilarious. It's like a sort of a sketch of Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, we're going to get to
him. Oh, okay. All right.
He's with us right now. But before we get to him,
okay.
Did you spot any professionals in the group of
contenders? Well, no. I honestly don't know every single professional designer out there. So could be that some of them were professional T-shirt designers and they had an edge over the others. But a lot of the ones we picked look very kind of, you know, loving hands at home, which is what I like.
But this is a perfect segue because you wanted to talk about Matt, and Matt is on the phone with us. Hi, Matt.
Hey, guys.
I understand you're a devoted listener to this show, but don't you live in Milwaukee?
I do.
Well, can't you be a devoted listener and live in Milwaukee?
Well, you know, we are a local show, although people do listen to us all over the world. How did you come to hear about us?
Well, you know, I never listened to radio when I was in New York, but I moved back to Milwaukee 2 years ago and kind of needed to feel connected and found you guys through iTunes. And now I don't go a day without listening to you.
How do you earn a living?
I'm a graphic designer.
So you are a graphic
designer. So you see he has an edge. We didn't know that, but that's fine, right?
Is this the first time you've designed a T-shirt?
I've done several. It's not my main focus. But, you know, whenever I get an idea, I just kind of do it. I don't like wearing other people's logos or designs.
You know what, Matt, I have to say, you know, the design of the T-shirt isn't as wonderful as the idea or the irony that you brought to the phrase "Stop the War," you know?
Right.
I mean, it's not the most – I frankly, like for a graphic designer, you know, like – it's fine graphically, but you know what I mean. It's not exactly a feat of graphic design.
Could you describe the shirt for our listeners? Yes, you,
okay.
Isaac.
I shall say it's like a sort of a cartoon or like a sort of a caricature of Charles Nelson Reilly, right, in black and white, or actually it's blue and blue, sort of blue on blue. But it's his face, and he has like a peace sign. He's holding up a peace sign with his signature kerchief, Charles Nelson Reilly. And it's underneath it says in sort of like, how would you describe those letters? Like, what would you describe them as?
Sort of marquee letters.
Marquee letters that says "Stop the War." So it's kind of like glamorous and very gay, actually. And it says like "Stop the War." Right?
And why did you pick Charles Nelson Reilly? He's not someone I associate with political activism.
No, of course not.
Well, that's what's so funny
of
about
course.
It. I mean, it was for the film The Life of Reilly, which is an adaptation of a stage play that Charles Nelson Reilly himself put on. You know, amid all the materials I had to work with for, I did the poster and the website and everything for it. I found this photo of Charles flashing a peace sign, and it just, you know, it was already a non sequitur in itself for him. You know, he's not a political voice, but it just sort of became sort of a universal type thing where, you know, we've got this war going on right now that nobody wants. That was a non-era photo, so, you know, it just, I added the words and it just became really funny to me.
It is, it's funny, it's funny. It's ironic, you know, because it is such an incredibly serious phrase, like "Stop the War," and then you have like Charles Nelson Reilly, who's the most incredibly funny and unserious person.
And by the way, listeners can see the winners on our show page at WNYC.org. And
I hope you'll send me one, because I would love to have this T-shirt, frankly. I mean, like, that's a hint, okay, Matt? Send
okay,
me one of those T-shirts.
Will.
I'm a large, probably, at this point.
And, Matt, we're going to send you something from Isaac, because all the winners are receiving a copy of Isaac's book, How to Have Style, from Gotham. And thank you so much for talking with us today.
Well, thanks for having me.
And we had it's interesting, by the way, Isaac, that four out of the five winners were men.
How about that?
That really surprised me.
Well, did you break it down to how many men entered the contest versus women? Like maybe there
I
were
did
more
not,
men entries.
Only somebody who is a great fashion designer would even think of that question.
Or someone who like works in these fields where you have to completely compare and contrast things constantly. But
I was surprised by that. Well, anyway, the next caller we're going to talk with, or the next winner, is Ben. And you liked his T-shirt with a front napkin. You want to explain what grabbed you in particular about this?
Well, I like useful things, you know. And again, there's an irony and a funniness about having a napkin attached to your T-shirt where you usually spill things, you know. So your napkin is all ready to catch the spills. And the other thing I really like about this T-shirt is it gets better as it gets soiled. You know what I mean? So if you have like a big ketchup stain on the napkin, it's even funnier and better as a thing to wear.
And Ben is on the line with us. Ben, does that mean that you're never going to put it in the dish in the washing machine?
I'd say it's really up to the wear. It can go probably a few weeks.
How many T-shirts do you own?
I'd probably own between 20 and 30.
Wow.
And do you wear them all pretty regularly?
No, I think I tend to go for things that are more oversized and subtle, so I probably only wear 5 regularly.
Do you design your own?
I do.
So this is not the only one you've designed?
No, I've been working on a clothing collection for 3 years.
Wow, you're kidding.
So you are a professional. And what were you trying to do with this one?
Well, my primary interest in design are special needs and dressing real people and the avant-garde. So this kind of combined all three. It's able to camouflage a lot of different body types and keep the focus with the center drape of a nice bright color.
Well, in your design, in the photograph I see, it's white. It looks like a napkin, sort of, like a napkin tucked into the neckline of your sweater, a T-shirt. That's what it looks like to me. I mean, I like the kind of, I like the sort of, it's like almost like a handkerchief hem effect on the thing. And it kind of gives flapper, too, in a funny way, you know? It gives like 1920s yeah. flapper design, sort of, but.
And where are you located, Ben? You're a local?
I'm in Brooklyn, yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow. Do you ever wear the shirt out in Brooklyn?
Oh, yeah, it's one of my favorites.
People must respond.
Yeah, I think a lot of people aren't sure where it starts and ends, and I kind of like that.
What do you mean? You mean where the napkin part starts and ends, or where the idea starts and ends?
Yeah, it tends to be, it drapes in different ways if I tuck it in part of my pants or if I leave it out. Mm-hmm. So there's different movements going on, especially if there's like wind going.
Right.
And do you actually use it as a napkin if you're eating and you know that something has dribbled onto your lips? Do you reach down and automatically wipe them with this thing that's attached to your shirt?
I try to be a little more careful. In the beginning of my career, yeah, there were a lot of stains, so maybe that's subconsciously where the napkin came in.
Well, of course, that's what I love about it, because I have this thing where I sort of eat dinner a lot, like with my dogs. I eat dinner with my dogs, and I feed my dogs, which I know I'm not supposed to do. I feed them off the table. And as I reach over, I don't know why this happens, like food is always dropping on the front of my shirt in the spot where the napkin is. So I would love this. This is like, for me, it would be like a crazy, wonderful invention to have this shirt, do you know? Don't let that be a subtle hint to you, Ben, but I would love to have this shirt. Sorry.
Isaac, you're asking everybody to send you a
shirt. I know. Well, you know, I collect, darling. I collect a lot.
And we are sending everybody an autographed copy of Isaac's book. Now, there isn't a quid pro quo here. Mm-hmm. We'll send you the book whether you send him the shirt or not.
Sorry. I will pay for it. How's that? If you send me a bill, I'll also pay for the shirt.
Oh, that's fine. I have a website you guys can go to.
Well, there you go. I'll go on and I'll just log on and order it. Can I order the shirt on your website?
Sure. My brand is Take Off Your Clothes. And it's available Etsy, ETSY.com. I'd be happy to give you one, Isaac.
Oh, no, that's all right. I think I'll go on to Take Off Your Clothes and buy one.
And that's a great name for a clothing
company. Wow, why didn't I think of that?
Although somebody might slap your face. Thank you so much for talking with us, Ben.
Thank you.
We're going to take a little break, Isaac. And when we come back, talk a bit about your television show and speak to two of the other winners. We got in touch with 4 of the 5 winners.
Great.
I don't know what happened to the 5th one. Just wasn't paying attention when we try to reach him. But we are talking to the winners of this contest that we had, where we challenged our listeners to come up with a design for a T-shirt. And a lot of them were great. I mean, we're talking to 5, but I looked over all the submissions, and some of them are quite ingenious.
I know. And, you know, when you asked me to pick winners – you know, you were sort of unspecific about how many winners. I could have picked many more winners. I just happened to like these 5.
Only have 5 books that you've autographed.
Oh, maybe that's it. I just didn't have enough books. Okay, got it.
We'll be back with more right after this. Stay with us. We're back with Isaac Mizrahi, whose latest book is How to Have Style. It's from Gotham, and we are giving it to all the winners of our contest, a contest that followed his visit to us the last time to talk about that book. And we decided to challenge listeners to design something, and it wound up being a T-shirt. And I mentioned before the break that we'd heard from 4 of the 5 winners. Well, we've heard from the 5th winner, so we're going to be able to put him on as well a little later. But only one of them was a woman, and Erlinda is with us now. Hi, Erlinda.
Hi.
Where are we reaching you, Erlinda?
I'm out in the West in Utah.
Wow, I love how far-reaching you are, Leonard. That's what I like about Leonard. He does the show out of New York, but it seems like everybody in the country listens.
How did you hear about the contest?
I actually saw an ad for it on Isaac's webpage.
Ah.
Wow.
So she's your fan, right. Isaac. I just love the way Isaac has this outreach. Here he is in New York.
You know what? I love your T-shirt. I love it. It's so funny. I mean, it just is so kind of over the top. She has Barbie dolls, like actual Barbie dolls in different clothes that it looks like you made. Did you make those different outfits for the Barbie dolls?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I did. And I was, some of them were dresses that I think that look similar to some of the designs that you do for Target.
Wow. I guess you could say, yes, they are sort of similar to the clothes.
Oh, so this is a Barbie homage to Isaac Mizrahi. But, you know, but you have all these Barbie dolls hanging from the T-shirt. It must be very, very heavy. Doesn't it pull? Would it be better for a man to be wearing this than a woman?
Well, it is kind of difficult because there's it doesn't lay too flat on me.
Do the dolls come off when you have to wash it or something? Because that's the only thing I worry a little bit about. Do they, like, Velcro off the dolls?
Oh, no, I just kind of sewed them on. And,
okay.
The shirt was a tank top that I kind of put over another shirt so that, it doesn't get sweaty or anything.
Well, the last winner had attached a napkin to his shirt. Can I wipe my lips with any of these Barbies? Was Barbie a big part of your life when you were growing up? Is that why you decided to do Barbie?
When I was growing up, I played with Barbie, and I think the biggest part of playing with it was taking on and putting off different clothes and mixing up the outfits and sewing new things.
I mean, the thing Barbie is such a kind of like a what? It's really hard to say. You know, she's a symbol of so many great things about women and so many terrible things about women, you know? So for me, I've always been obsessed with the thought of Barbie. And, like, I'm not willing to throw the Barbie doll out with the bathwater, you know? It's like, I don't want to just throw her out because she has, like, permanently high-heeled feet, you know? Because some of us do have permanently high-heeled feet.
She has the highest arches I've ever seen.
And white blonde hair for the most part. You know, it's like, I don't want to just dismiss her as a bimbo because of those features. You know, maybe she has a lot to her Barbie.
She's very smart, actually.
Yeah.
Reads very well.
Lots of good books.
And what do you do for a living, Erlinda?
I'm an art teacher. I teach at an elementary school, pre-K through sixth grade.
Do you ever wear this shirt in public?
I just made it recently when the contest opened up, so I haven't had a chance to wear it anywhere. Mm. I really don't know where I could wear it.
I like the photograph. Honestly, like, that's enough for me. It doesn't really – I don't even believe in clothes needing to have to be worn everywhere. I like the photograph of you. It makes you look sort of pensive and brooding and sort of moody. I like it.
So this is really a conceptual piece.
It's very conceptual, exactly.
And Erlinda, you're not only the only woman to have won, but you're the only one who made your T-shirt specifically for this contest, and we appreciate that as well.
Oh, thanks so much. I had a great time doing it. It was enjoyable.
And as you probably heard, you'll receive an autographed copy of Isaac's book, How to Have Style, from Gotham.
Oh, yay, thanks.
Yay.
And thank you so much for talking with us. Before we go to the next winner, Isaac, can you tell us a bit about your latest project, the fashion show for Bravo?
Oh, yeah. It's this really crazy show, which is like a competition, a fashion competition series, a reality fashion competition series.
Different from Project Runway?
Yes, different from Project Runway in that it's kind of more based on, it's from the same producers as Top Chef, you know, and it's a little bit more kind of competitive than Project Runway because it has a mini challenge first and then the elimination later. And also I act as a kind of judge on the show, so I can't really go in and work with the designers and say, like, oh, don't do that because I think that's a mistake.
You're more like the Tom Colicchio here.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And maybe we could get Ben's T-shirt on both shows because they can wipe their lips with it and then they also do the design thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, honestly, I think that people have kind of now pegged me as being a little mean because I do say what I think what I think these designers need to hear. Sometimes that's not always nice things, you know. But more than mean, I think I'm sort of tough.
But isn't it hard to really distinguish yourself as a designer? Because unless you're doing outrageous stuff in the highest couture style. Clothing is clothing, isn't it?
Yes. And, you know, I think that so many of these designers on the show are learning how to do that. They're learning how to balance kind of outrageousness with this kind of everyday wearability. You know what I mean? And that's a hard lesson. It's a hard lesson to learn how to make a statement and make something useful. Do you know what I mean? And really, I swear, so many of these T-shirts are successful, kind of designs because of that.
Well, let's talk to our fourth winner, Bernard. Hi, Bernard. Your T-shirt won should win an award just for how colorful it is.
Thank you.
It's really great.
Do you wear colorful clothes on a daily basis?
No. These days, I try to look a little more anonymous.
Do these patches have significance, or are they just pretty?
Yeah, they do have significance. Actually, I'm a sculptor, and I used to make patchwork sculpture. Friends of mine had seen what I was doing, and they started giving me fabric pieces here and there, and I had all these bags of fabric. So it's sort of from friends and relatives.
It's great.
But it's not like quilting.
Yes. I did it as basically a sheet, just patching them together, and then I cut out the pattern.
Wow. Now, for a minute, I just thought you took the patches and sewed them on a pre-made T-shirt, but you actually made the T-shirt from the patchwork fabric that you made?
Yes.
That is great. That's really great.
Thank you.
Wow. Congratulations, man. That is a feat. It reminds me of this.
It's an honor to be told that.
It reminds me of this. Did you by some chance see there was a Louise Bourgeois show a few years ago at a gallery downtown?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that beautiful thing? She's an insomniac, and she makes these crazy like patchwork textiles, and she made that book of them. Did you see that exhibit?
I believe so. I'm a huge fan of her work.
Me
too. I saw her work at the Guggenheim recently, and yeah, I've been following her work for a long time.
Me too. Well, that was a really inspiring exhibit to me to see how she would sit up at night and just cut up these crazy textiles that she had collected throughout her life. That's why I asked you about the significance of these patches, because of that. Mm-hmm. You know, each one of those textiles, she's a crazy collector as well, I guess, Madame Bourgeois, and she had like these old crazy textiles from her mother's clothes and from, you know, linens, table linens and bed linens that she just collected, and she just sat there and cut them up and made these incredible kind of textiles of just these juxtaposed things that she put next to each other.
Right.
And they made those books. Anyway, they're exquisite. Absolutely exquisite.
And Bernard, I understand that some of your work will be on exhibit on Governor's Island this weekend?
Yes, on Governor's Island, there's a show coming up called Figment. Mm-hmm. And this weekend will be their opening weekend. They'll have a whole bunch of different events going on. The focus is mainly interactive art, and I will have a sculpture/planter that will be installed for the season-long sculpture show.
It'll be a planter, so you don't only do shirts?
Well, I do metal sculpture these days, and lately I've been gardening at Two Cobes Community Garden in Astoria, and I've started incorporating the plant life into the sculptures.
That's smart, boy. That sounds great to me.
Well, listeners can find details about this on our, as well as a link to your website in our comments section on our show page at WNYC.org.
Great.
Thank you so much for talking with us, Bernard.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And a reminder that this is the Leonard Lopate Show on WNYC 93.9 AM 820. At WNYC.org if you're listening on your computer. And my guest is Isaac Mizrahi, who these days is appearing on the fashion show. It airs Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on Bravo.
Mm-hmm.
And the book is still in print, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's called How to Have Style. It's published by Gotham, a book that we are giving to all the winners of this contest, including the last winner, Chad, who we could not get in touch with. And now suddenly we are speaking to, it's the power of radio. What happened, Chad?
Well, I sent you an email yesterday, but I guess you didn't get it. And good thing you mentioned that. So I sent another email off to your producer, and then she called me. So that's great.
Yay.
So what was the idea behind your shirt, which is heart is, it's the heart sign.
Right, like is, I heart something. Yeah,
heart is
love
lame.
Love is lame is kind of what I call
right.
it, kind of how I read it.
Love is lame?
I guess it was had to be inspired by the famous Milton Glaser, New York shirt, and just getting sick of seeing all the riffs on that, I kind of decided to make my own, and that's what I came up with.
Are you just through with a tragic love affair or something? Before I go,
no,
before I go
no, not really.
So this
but,
is not a true expression.
I'm
of
always
anything.
Kind of cynical, anyway. Kind of my
I can see.
Life, so that's what I ended up with.
And do you design your other shirts as well?
I do. I'm actually a screen printer and just kind of a relative artsy type, and I do all kinds of things, and that's one of them. But I do a lot of printing for other people. Yeah.
What I love,
this is one of my own.
I love the color. I love pink and gray. It's one of my favorite color combinations. Really beautiful. And I like the photograph of you. The photograph of you is kind of cynical, and it expresses the words, right? Heart is lame, and there's you kind of rubbing your face in grief,
Right. Yeah.
Chad, I pointed out that 4 of the 5 winners are males. Do you have any theory about that?
It's hard to say. I don't know. I think it's something men can handle, the t-shirts, you know what I mean? It's pretty simple. It's not too fashion-y and,
Because if you go to FIT, I know sometimes I walk by the school, 98% of all the people coming out of that school are women.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to – honestly, I swear to you, unless I know how many entrants were men, like if there were 10 to 1 – then I would think it made sense. But if, in fact, the only ones I picked were by men and there were mostly women who did them, then there'd be something to talk about.
See, I think that there's a T-shirt connection here. Men are more likely
Maybe.
To wear T-shirts.
Yes,
and
yes.
I think men are also more ironic, and T-shirts tend to be pretty ironic. I think if you look at a lot of T-shirts...
Oh, I don't know. Tell that to Dorothy Parker. Tell Dorothy Parker that men are more ironic.
I've met some pretty ironic women in my time.
Me too, darling. I know some pretty heavily ironic
Nora Sarah women. Comes to mind right now.
Exactly.
Your T-shirt looks like it's been worn a lot. Is this a favorite?
I rarely wear printed T-shirts. I don't like the attention. And then when I do sometimes wear, I have worn that shirt, several times on laundry day and days like that. And I get a lot of attention from it, a lot of laughs and stuff. But typically I just wear plain T-shirts without anything on it. So that is kind of just how it was printed. It's printed with a very worn look.
I think this would help your love life.
It might.
I think wearing a T-shirt.
Starter.
Yeah, it's a conversation starter. Also, it tells me that the person wearing it isn't really looking for love. They've had it with love. So that's the person I would probably be gravitated, towards, person who's at the end of the whole, adventure.
And if you're walking a nice dog while you're wearing that shirt, you're sure
to
meet somebody.
See,
you're
a triple threat, exactly.
Chad, thank you so much for talking with us. And remember, you're getting a copy of Isaac's book as well. I still want to focus on this male-female thing because it's really interesting. You're a male designer, and some of our most famous designers have been men, although a fair number have been women. What about on the show, the fashion show? Does it break down 50-50?
That's a good point. I haven't really studied that. Of course, I always think that it's hard to really kind of separate sexes.
Well, people are always counting. There is somebody who listens to the number of guests I have on the show and then writes down how many men were on a show in a day and how many women. And on some days, of course, there are more women. She ignores those days. She only remembers the days when there are more men.
Well, of course, if you're Norma Kamali or Donna Karan, you think women are better designers for women than men.
And Coco Chanel was pretty good, too.
She was. But I'm saying I know those two ladies. But if you're me or sort of Michael Kors, you think that men do a better job designing for women than women do because they're more objective. You know what I mean? It's like it really is. It really depends on how you think. I like thoughts. I like ideas, even more than I like, textural things, I like the thought of something.
So some people start off with the fabric and then are inspired by that. Inspired by some thought?
I'm inspired by a thought. I'm usually most inspired by color. For me, that's the whole ball game is the color of something,
And we're finished pretty much with this segment. But if there are any people out there who would like to have some insight into how to begin designing, what would you tell them?
I would say, travel is a really good thing, because, like, I remember the first time I went to Europe, my mind was just blown. I was decked by the difference and the beauty and things that, you know, that I came across.
The French wear better shoes than we do, don't they?
Well, that's true. And the English have an amazing sense of color when it comes to the things they wear. The English have great, beautiful colored ties and shirts for men and incredible accessories and home products.
I want to thank you for being with us again, Isaac.
It's a pleasure.
And
it's a pleasure.
Welcome back anytime. Maybe we'll come up with something else as an excuse for having you back.
Oh, okay. I love that. I'm here.
Isaac Mizrahi, now on the fashion show Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on Bravo. Also, his book is still out there, How to Have Style, published by Gotham. It's always a pleasure, Isaac.
Mine.